Good morning. Clouds hung on tough overnight across interior New York and New England, and most everyone is starting the day in the 30s and lower 40s. As the storm system tracks through the Midwest and into southern Canada, a cold front will head in our direction during the day. Clouds will tend to increase and thicken, although most of us will stay dry through the day, with the exception of a few late-day showers in the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley. Meanwhile, ahead of the front, a southerly wind will pick up and become gusty at times over 20 miles per hour. And despite cloud cover, this will drive our temperatures well into the 50s across most valley locations, with some of the higher terrain staying in the lower 50s for afternoon highs. The front will continue to draw closer and move through the region tonight with a round of rain showers, perhaps even a couple of bursts of rain during the overnight period, and lows will stay in the upper 40s and lower 50s. The front will pass through early on Saturday morning, perhaps some clouds and a shower left over, especially in New England, but will quickly dry out and return to sunshine. Clouds will mix in during Saturday afternoon, but it will be breezy and warm on Saturday with highs reaching the lower and middle 70s. On Sunday, we'll turn our attention to the south, where a storm system will emerge out of the lower Mississippi Valley and head up the Appalachian Mountains in our direction. Any sunshine will quickly go behind increasing and thickening clouds, and there is the chance of showers early Sunday afternoon, which will become a steadier rain by Sunday evening. High temperatures, thanks to the clouds and showers, will remain in the upper 50s to around 60 on Sunday. More rain, and some of it heavy, on Sunday night and early Monday morning, perhaps even a rumble of thunder. As that storm punches through on Monday afternoon, we'll return to just scattered showers. The wind will flip around from the southwest to the west as temperatures reach into the lower 60s. It'll continue to be breezy but turn drier and cooler on Tuesday with highs in the lower 50s under a mix of sun and clouds. And with high pressure building in, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies and highs near 60 on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong storm will continue to move out of the Midwest and into southern Ontario, eventually toward northern Quebec, by Sunday. Heavy snow will persist across the northern plains and upper Midwest within the system's northwest quadrant. 6 to 8 inches of additional snow is likely for a swath of northern Minnesota and southern Ontario. Blizzard warnings remain in effect across the Dakotas through this afternoon due to a tight pressure gradient around the storm. Difficult travel conditions and more power outages are expected. Meanwhile, the front that's currently sweeping across the midsection of the country will stall out over the southern U.S. today and tomorrow as overrunning Gulf moisture and instability lead to scattered severe thunderstorms. Showers and storms will propagate eastward into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and later into the mid-Atlantic. While the severe risk will stay low today, a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms is in effect for northern Louisiana and parts of eastern Texas and Arkansas tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 21 degrees with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 25, 53% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.25 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a chance of drizzle, upper 50s, Boston cloudy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm and highs in the mid 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 40, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 55.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 3.8 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 57 degrees, the average low 36. The record high 84 set in 1977, and the record low 13 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m., sunset this evening 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds and breezy today with highs in the middle 50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing and thickening clouds on Sunday, leading to showers, then a steadier rain by the end of the day in the upper 50s. More rain on Monday morning, then scattered afternoon showers becoming windy, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Tuesday, lower to mid-50s. Mostly sunny, near 60 on Wednesday. And a chance of showers on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the lower 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.